The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, where we are adding value every day in every way. And I know that so many of you out there are, you know, we all try to do something better and to fulfill our lives, to help other people, and that's what it's about. We need more positive, passionate people in our lives. We're talking right now with Sam Dawson, and her book is Broad Appeal. We've got a full studio here. We've got Giovanni here, and we've got Carol Bennett, we've got Francis Starr, and we've got Tom Spence on our board, and I am your host, Kim Pagano. We're talking about, you know, living our life at our fullest potential. Sam, I'm so glad that you were able to stay with us. You know, one of the things that I think that I talk about is we all have our gifts. You know, I mean, just like Carol, that was the thing that people kept telling you your soup was so good. So you figured, you know what, I'm going to go in that direction. You know, I think that that's something that we all do is we take for granted and don't give ourselves credit. What's your thought on that, Sam?
I agree with you. I think when you have a natural gift, you sort of discount it rather than saying, you know what, other people can't do what I'm doing. And now who's making soup?
Carol.
Carol. So how did that all come about? And you know,
oh, well, you'll have to listen to the show so you can hear my interview.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but you're right. But just to say, and you bring up a good point, I have this company called Just One Soup. I make the best homemade chicken matzo ball soup, as I say, west of anywhere. And there was a need for it, and I made it really well. And a lot of people have a lot of talk but no action.
Yes.
And I think that that's important. And also maybe what being older does, it blows wind in your sails to say, you know what, I'm not 23. It doesn't matter if I make it or don't make it in the mailroom at the William Morris Agency. You know, it
right.
doesn't mean I'm a failure. So, you know, I went out and I sent out a couple of emails, or you interviewed a couple of people, and you know, there's enough that's going on out there that isn't fulfilled, that could use just a little thumbtack to fill its little hole. And if one is sort of smart enough to put it together and then has the gumption enough to put themselves out and doesn't mind the rejection, then that's pretty cool. And I think that's what
say, how many doors do you have to knock on, right?
Right, and failure, you know, failure is a part of growth, really. So if you haven't had a few times that you were knocked down, then you don't really appreciate when you do succeed. And
a few.
I used to sit and wallow, you know, if I tried something and I didn't do it well, I would just be so miserable, and what did I do wrong? And you know, my husband was not like that at all. He would look at his failure and go, hell, I'm not doing that again. What did I learn from that?
Yeah.
And move forward. And that's really, he taught me that, is you take a look at something that didn't go well and you say, wait a minute, what can I do that I really do well? And what lessons have I learned? So you do take a chance. And if you make great matzo ball soup, baby, I would be out there doing it tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go. I love it. Again, Sam Dawson, Broad Appeal, Wit and Wisdom from Women Age 60. But this really appeals to anybody. It really does. It's a look at the rest of our life and how we want to continue to live it. Sam, thank you so much for being a part of my show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim. I enjoyed it. And tell everyone to visit my website, broadappeal.com.
You got it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
All right. So we are going to move on to Francis Starr. And Francis, tell everybody you've been, you know, it's so funny. You've actually... I guess that's kind of where we're going. It's interesting how it all kind of just, you know, works like this. But you've changed your career, too, and you're in the next chapter of your life. So where are you going and what are you doing?
Health coaching, helping people.
Nope.
So as a health coach, I help support my clients in achieving their goals in health and in life, whether it's to get more energy, lose weight,
let's just start
have
all
less
over
cravings,
here.
Things like that.
Energy.
Yeah.
How can you give people more energy?
Well, it's really about taking a look at how you're doing life. It can, you know, getting more energy, you can take a look at how you're eating, how you're nourishing, how you're fueling your body, how you're recharging it. How you manage your energy, so stress levels and things like that. You know, lots of things through life can drain your energy.
We don't have stress, though, do we?
Interpersonal conflicts, yeah. Things like that. But, you know, it's the food we eat. It's the relationships we have, things like that. So as a health coach, I work with people to help them identify where they're not managing their energy, where they're not refueling and recharging, where they might have drains. I know I'm not talking right into this thing.
Yeah, you are. No.
and that's what I do. And this is a new career for me. So, you know, I've been very
You've been helping your husband,
yes,
right?
Yes, helping you my husband and his business. Right. So we have owned a call center for quite some time.
And you have the luxury, again, to be
a
able
call
to
center? What kind of call center, no. Girlfriend?
It's an inbound answering service, if you will, call center just around the corner from here, actually. And so what I noticed, though, in working there was that it wasn't just myself, but as I'm looking at the employees, we're all struggling with the same kinds of things. So the work that I'm launching right now is not just working with individuals, but also working with corporations, with companies, small and medium-sized businesses, to bring in programs to help their employees get more energy, feel better, get more done, and it's a win-win for the company.
Yeah, because they're being more productive. Yeah,
there's more productive. There's more engagement, less sick days, which is a really big thing. And so, just really empowering, you know, the individual to be
healthy. So, what do you think is the biggest detrimental that people have in their diet that really causes them to lose their energy?
Well, really, what will help them get more energy will be to eat more real whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, tons of vegetables. The biggest thing missing from the American diet is green vegetables. And the thing that's going to, just incorporating more of that, incorporating real whole foods. And then finding ways to reduce, if not eliminate, the processed foods, the packaged foods, the processed carbohydrates and the sugars, which are very toxic, and they increase our blood sugar, and then we crash when, you know, an hour or so after we've eaten them, and then we crave more, and it's just this never-ending cycle. And then, you know, we have coffee in the afternoon, we can't sleep at night, and then we're tired the next day, and it all starts all over.
So it's a vicious circle.
Yeah,
and
it can
me,
be.
It's like I have a mint. I'm a,
yeah,
I'm
he's
a
got
hypocrite.
His soda right there.
Well,
okay,
it's actually sparkling
water. It's
oh,
water.
Okay.
You know, I in my head, I fight with myself so many times on just the way I eat. I mean, I eat pizza at least twice a week, but I guess I can do that. But, you know, for me, even soda, you know, I mean, if you look at it 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you know, people didn't drink soda every single day. Every single meal. It was one of those things where, oh, hey, you can have a soda. One soda, and that was once a week, maybe, if that.
Right.
You know, and nowadays, it's everywhere.
It's super-sized on top
and
of
and
it.
And even just a small can have 10, imagine taking 10 teaspoons
of sugar,
and just eating 10, I mean, in one sitting. And if you have 3 sodas a day, mm-hmm. So it's just really toxic. And when you have that toxic overload, your body can't really function. And so that's, anyways, to answer your question, that would be the first thing that I would advise anyone is to start eating more whole foods and start reducing your sugar.
Not the grocery store. The actual food.
Yes, whole foods. So, yeah, so like real vegetables, you know, like they say, the outside of the grocery store, you know. And when you're going to do meats, you know, kind of start to be a little more conscious. You know, as I work with my clients, you know, we start slow. It's just about getting the whole foods into your diet, the real food, the non-processed.
So do you go shopping with them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can go shopping with them. You know, some people, that's a whole new thing to actually not eat out of a box. You know, if every night making dinner means opening a can or opening a box, then that's a problem. Even those frozen meals, well, yeah, I would say the processed frozen meals. Frozen
you know,
vegetables
I have
are different.
Really, if I look at how I've changed my eating, my husband used to be a meat and potato guy. We would have, you know, a big steak. Now we like cut it in fours. I have like lots of vegetables. We always have a salad with our dinner. I started growing vegetables in my garden. And so.
Fantastic.
That's
a great way to start right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
to
if
take
you don't
that,
have a yard, mm-hmm. get a pot.
Right.
I mean, I saw the coolest thing that was so fun is you take every kind of lettuce and you put it in there and you cut it off, you know, and you have your salad out of a pot.
What a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. If you have an apartment or you have, you know, it, you don't have to have any space for that. And it's such a cool, it's a great present. So, and it's healthy.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things when you are looking, you're going at the grocery store, what is, you know, I mean, the processed foods are probably the biggest downfall, right?
Right. The processed foods and the sugars. So, but it's not always an over, not always, it's never an overnight thing. If someone is really having two or three sodas a day and they're eating processed foods at most meals, sometimes it's, not sometimes, it's really good to pick your battle and conquer that little mini battle, if you will. You know, don't try and win the war in, you know, one day. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short when they quote unquote diet, is because they say, okay, I'm going to go on this diet. Well, then what happens when you go to go back to eating regular? So it's really about just incorporating little
change
things.
Change your life, right. Not almost like a temporary. Yeah, diet to me means, oh gosh, you can't have.
Right.
And then deprivation. I want more.
It's a deprivation. And then you want it because then you've been, oh, you've been good all day. So you got to reward yourself at night. And that's when the binging comes in, right? You know, you've been good on your diet all day and that kind of thing because you've been depriving yourself. So it's about making a lifestyle change, and it happens slowly. There you are. I mean, I don't know if you were a big soda drinker before or not, but there you are with your sparkling water. That's a great way if you're addicted to soda, mm-hmm. and it's the carbonation that you
and
like,
and I
start to transition.
I love club soda.
So
and,
do
and
I.
And I'll do even if I'm
cranberry juice.
Yeah, cranberry juice, mm-hmm. or I'll even do a lime. A lime wedge, you just squeeze it inside
that's
of
a fantastic way
soda.
To start.
Yeah, and that is my, that's my fix.
Your
is
soda.
Soda, mm-hmm. my Coke, you know. And I only have, you know, one or two a week, but still, I know it's so bad
I
for you.
I used to be, that would have to have my Diet Coke in the afternoon. I mean, I was that person at, you know, one point. And then it took for a long time there, up until maybe a year or 2 years ago only, I would at least have to have a soda when I went to the movies. You know, so I didn't drink soda at all on a normal basis, but if I went to the movies, it kind of went with my popcorn. But then I got rid of that.
And then she started seeing a movie once a day.
There you go, okay. Exactly.
Well, my movies were once a week because I do love to go to the movies. But what I'm saying is that it was a process that took a little bit of time. It didn't just happen
Ashley,
overnight.
Since you just said movies, Giovanni brought a couple tickets to give away, right?
Oh, this is a good time
to
do
so
it.
Actually, let's do that. We are going to do one set right now. That's a pair of tickets. And we'll take caller number 4.
You want to do this online?
Oh.
Let's bring some people to Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
So if what you're going to do is you're going to go to Facebook.com and search The Kim Pagano Show. Become a friend.
Like us.
The Kim Pagano Show. And just type in movies.
There
if you
go.
Type in movies, the first person to type in movies will get 2 free tickets to
right.
the Simi Valley Discount Theater.
So say it again. So just in case people are going, now what was that again?
You're
going
to go to facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show. When you get there, you're going to like the Kim Pagano Show and make sure that you type in the word movies onto Kim's page. The first person to do this will get 2 free tickets to the movies.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So, you know, it is a way of life, and you have to start to change your way of life of how you eat, how you feed your family, how you go to dinner, how do you, you know, I mean, MSG. There's so many things that we need to think about.
Right, and you start off slow because if you haven't eaten vegetables, then don't worry about whether they're organic or they're not organic, just or they're frozen or fresh. Just start eating vegetables. And then you can start, once you start getting into that, you know, start looking for, okay, now maybe I'm going to go for the organics. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to jump, really have to just start wherever you're
question.
At, wherever you are.
What would be really the big difference of organics compared to, I mean, it's still fruit, it's still vegetables, it's still,
Good question. But
say,
there
what
are
was that question?
The organic versus non-organic.
How important is really buying organic food?
I think it's very important. And I wish I had my list here with
we'll
me,
have
I
you
don't.
Back
but
to
let,
figure that
but
out.
Let
yeah.
me let me tell you really quick. There are some fruits and vegetables that you really want to get organic. Celery.
Isn't that called
celery.
The dirty?
Yes, the dirty dozen.
Yeah, the dirty
and
dozen.
And there's the dirty dozen and the clean dozen. Maybe I can't remember. You can Google that. And there are certain vegetables that, and fruits that you really want to get organic because they just soak in. So you can wash and scrub all you want to get the
but
pesticides off.
But it's in there.
But it's in there. Mm-hmm. And you don't want your strawberries, your blueberries. blueberries, your celery, get those organic. Your avocados, you stuff with the hard shell on it, you're
pretty good to go,
you're
right?
Pretty good to go. So if it's an economic thing, you know, get that list and shop with that list in mind until I usually get most organic, except avocados. So start wherever you are and just start adding those more fruits and vegetables, and then paying attention to organic or not. And even with your eggs, you know, you want them pasture raised, cage free.
Have you changed your whole way of eating?
I have, but it's been a process.
Right.
It's been a process.
Does that mean Kim's changed her husband?
Yes, my husband
and
has
your daughter?
Also, and my daughter as well.
Because you are the mother of the
home. Oh, my gosh.
Home.
The other day I took some ketchup out to put on my eggs, and my daughter said, Mom, what are you doing with that ketchup? You know how much sugar is in there?
I hadn't eaten
ketchup in the longest time. We should put a little salsa on my eggs or something. The sweetness sounded good. Yes, my 15-year-old daughter chastised me on the sugar and the ketchup. So in the trash it went. I guess we don't eat ketchup anymore.
But you can make your own.
Yes, and I haven't gone that far yet. Again, wherever you are in the journey, as you say, you know.
How did you get on this journey? That's what I want to ask you. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and it's all about adding value. It's about positive, passionate, and living at your highest potential. We're talking with Frances Starr right now, and she is a health coach.
Yes.
How did you start your journey in this? Why did you start your journey?
Well, my journey started, gosh, it was a totally different path a few years ago. I think when you and I started talking, I was taking classes for hypnotherapy and going to lots of Louise Hay's workshops.
Which I love.
Really working with the mind and the spirit. But food was always this thing in the house. Food was just always there. And I wanted it, and my husband was, we need to be taking these supplements and those supplements. And I thought, I'll take some supplements, but I'm not going to live my life on, 20 pills a day. The answer's got to be in the food I'm eating. So my path kind of then veered towards the food, and just really starting to pay attention to what I was eating. And that's when I found Institute for Integrative Nutrition out of New York. It's the largest nutrition school in the country. And I found my passion. I love food, and finding ways to be healthy by way of eating was really my passion. And so then helping other people. So I was able to make the changes in my household with my husband, my daughter, myself, and then just bringing that to other people and helping empower them. So we're getting older. My husband's 12 years older than me, actually. And I want him around for a good long time. And
he needs to read Sam's book, right? No.
Well, we both do, right?
No, we all
do.
Where
was I going with this?
I want him to be healthy.
I want to be healthy, and I'm not going to be a victim of chronic illness due to lifestyle, due to the fact that I have some control here. I really do, and we all do.
Well, and I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like when I cook dinner, I love to cook, and mm-hmm. I make dinner at least a couple times a week. And one of the things that I always stick to that rule is that, you have to have your meat, and then you have to have your starch, and then you also have to have your vegetable. Is that still true to this day, or did they?
That's interesting that you bring up. There are, and I've studied, there's hundreds of different dietary theories out there. Mm-hmm. There's people who believe that you should just be eating raw food. Just vegetarian. There's the paleo diet, which is, meat and
juicing.
And there's juicing, and the paleo's no grains whatsoever. And my job as a health coach is to help people find what works for them, because not everything works the same for everyone, for sure. I, in particular, have chosen not to eat a lot of starch, and my meal would be a little bit more like my meat, because I do enjoy meat and animal products, as well as lots of vegetables, just tons of vegetables. I'm not huge on the grains, but, for some people that works. And when I say grains, I'm not talking about bread and pasta. Having grains and having that starch, if you will, on your mm-hmm. plate is, and I would call it grains, not starch. You should have grains, would be whole grains like wild rice and quinoa.
Quinoa. Yeah. I love quinoa.
So
I'm starting to use that in my salads mm-hmm. and in my, there, I mean, you know, that's a big thing that
right.
you
well,
can start.
Right. Quinoa is got the most protein of any grain. If you're gluten intolerant, it's a terrific grain to eat if you enjoy eating grains. Absolutely. So does that help? That doesn't help too much, right?
It does. And, you know, and I think that's exactly where I was going with it too. Is that everybody has their own little thing. You know, I mean, you look at Jared and all he did was eat Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
And he lost all that weight, right? But, you know, I think there's a lot to it. I think, and it's not just about what you're eating. It's also, you have to stay a little bit active. You have to,
oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Make sure that you do, you know, if anything, go take a walk around the block once a day.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it doesn't need to be a lot of time, but, you know, I was even talking to Emily. My friend Emily, as she, her and I used to go to the gym all the time a couple of years ago, and we would go 2-3-4 times a week.
So she's one of those that has a membership, right?
Yeah,
and just keep
go.
Paying on it,
and
right?
I mean, I got too busy and I stopped going, so she stopped going.
We
and,
all do. We all have
gym.
People that motivate us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when they stop motivating us or they get busy, guess what? You've lost your leader. And it's interesting how people do that.
Yeah. And what I was saying is that yesterday she came back from the gym. She called me up. She goes, oh my God, Gio. And I go, what? She goes, you remember I used to run on the treadmill for 45 minutes to an hour? I said, and she goes, no problem. I said, yeah, of course. She goes, oh, I was on there for 3 or 4 minutes. I was out of breath. And I said, well, that's the thing. You just have to stay active.
Yeah.
You know, just do a little bit now. And as you get better, you know, the more you progress, you'll start being able to do more and more.
Yes. And that's something I help my clients with too, because it's not just about eating. It's about being active in relationships and, you know, there's lots of different things in your life that you need to take a look at when you're on the road to health. But to speak to physical activity, again, it's just like with food. Start wherever you are and just find a way to bring it into your life every day. Just find a way until you get to that point where, you know, you're ready to go spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes at the gym, you know, a few days a week, or find other activities. The gym isn't for everybody.
Right. You know? You can just walk. You have dogs.
Hiking.
You've been hiking, haven't you?
I haven't been hiking.
Okay,
oh, no, that's not true. I was up in Santa Barbara this weekend, and my husband did a really nice beach walk and then found a nice trail and over by the Bacara. I think it's the Bacara Resort. Well, it was fantastic. And and it's important to definitely incorporate physical activity and exercise in whatever form makes you happy.
So can you leave us with some tips that you have learned? What's the biggest lesson that you've learned from all of your classes and things that you teach people that can really help us?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if there's one biggest lesson. I mean, definitely paying attention and eating whole foods.
Mindful. Be mindful of your food, correct?
Yes, be mindful. That's a good one. Thank you.
You're
be
welcome.
Mindful of your food and how you nourish your body with drinking water.
Water.
And, yes,
that's another thing.
Water's a really big one, absolutely. So drinking, a half your weight in ounces per day you should be drinking in water. So I weigh about 120 pounds. I should be drinking 6
We have our acupuncture that
glasses.
Comes on.
8 ounce glasses.
Yeah, no, I forget what he says exactly, but he comes on and he talks about that we need to only be feeding 30% of our body. We think that, you know, however big our body is or however tall we are, that we need to feed the whole body. We don't. Half of it's bones, half of it's, you know. So there's only like 30% of your body that really needs food. And I thought that was kind of interesting, which really you can cut down so much of what you eat.
Yeah, well, reducing our caloric intake is more studies are showing that better health, longer life when you have a reduced, you know, calorie intake. And of course, you can get tons of nourishment from vegetables and fruits without a whole lot of calories. But yes, drinking water, if I was to leave anything else, getting sleep, finding ways to eliminate or reduce stress, and, you know, finding ways to be happier, and finding your passion, whatever that is, you know, working with your job. That's a big, huge part of everybody's life. Are you happy in your job, or do you want to find a different career? Or can you just find a way to become happy in the career that you are, that you're in, whether it's learning how to handle interpersonal conflicts better and things, but all of those things are important
to health. I think that kind of goes off of what I've always said. Almost every show that we do and that I'm on here, I always say, you know, you always just need to keep moving forward and just be happy. You only live once.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not happy, everything else is going to fall out of place. You know, you have to make sure that you're happy and continue moving forward, even when things are going to get tough, because we all have stress. We all have problems in our life.
And keeping your health, though. Yeah. When you have your health, you have so much.
And you feel better about yourself.
And you can move forward in other areas of your life. So, yeah.
And of course, you know, I have to come from the hair therapist side, right? But it is true that, you know, you need to take care of your personal looks. Because, you know, when you, I mean, you're kind of talking about your eating, then you're talking about your, you know, your workplace, your family structure, all that stuff. But if you look good, you feel good, you can do good. I mean, and that you can live at your highest potential.
Right.
So,
well, and I do, if I'm not sure if we're there yet. So I do want to remind your listeners that if they were interested in working with me or anything like that, they could check out my website, francisstarcoaching.com, and I'd be happy to give a free strategy session to any of your listeners that contact me.
What is a free strategy session?
Well, a health and energy strategy session would be a time about 30 to 45 minutes where we can assess where you are, what your goals for your health are, what kind of obstacles you are trying to overcome in order to get there, and I could possibly provide some resources, whether they're my resources or other people's resources, to help you on your path.
All right, so if anybody is interested in getting in touch with Frances Starr and what do you call it? Your strategy?
A strategy session. Health and energy strategy session.
Okay. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. I'd love to give your name over to Frances. So thank you so much. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about differences between men and women. And I think this should be fun. So again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Saturday night, grab your partner, step out on the 30-foot wide dance floor we have tonight. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking.
Tickets are on sale now for the Health Freedom Expo, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Coming to the Long Beach Convention Center, your source for total natural health solutions. 3 days of natural health products, services, and cutting-edge information. Browse 150 exhibits. Choose from 75 world-renowned speakers. 3 in-depth workshops. Attend a VIP reception. Participate in 4 hot topic panel discussions. And view 4 documentary films. There's no other natural health expo like it in the world. For more information and tickets, go to healthfreedomexpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal with more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology. Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
It is showtime. I love that. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you're here. We've been talking kind of about gosh, recreating ourselves and stuff. But Giovanni brought a little topic out here, and I thought it'd be kind of fun listening to all these women, right? You had to defend yourself
That's
somehow,
what it was,
right?
You know.
I know. So you brought kind of like the differences between men and women.
Well, yeah, let me set this up. Because what
happened
was. Okay,
please set this up.
Is every single time that we're done with the show, the listeners, they go on with their day, and we go on with ours. Well, when we go on with ours, we always talk about what's going on in my life. And Kim always asks, hey, so how's your relationships going? How's this going? And I always keep telling her, well, you know. I have a big problem because, you know, for me, I've dated a lot of older women because of, you know, just out of responsibility, and I don't have to deal with any of the drama, and it's so hard for me to find somebody my age.
So I need to get Sam's number for
That's
you?
That's what it is. Yeah. Give me that 75.
There you go. I love it. Okay.
But, you know, and so we were talking yesterday, and we said, hey, you know, what kind of topic? And I said, you know, why don't we just bring our conversations that we have normally, you know, outside of the radio and into the radio and see how we can figure some stuff out. And maybe we can help some listeners in the process.
Right.
So, you know, we were thinking about the differences between men and women. You know, what do women really want in a relationship, or what are they looking for in a relationship, and what do guys really want in a relationship? You know, I know what I'm looking for, you know, and some of my things aren't necessarily the same as others, but, you know, I think that we all kind of share the same.
Well, I know. Okay, wants. let's just start off with one. So do you want somebody that makes a lot of money? Because I do. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. That's what I keep finding.
There you are. No.
You know, for me, I'm looking for... I have the whole list and everything. I mean,
okay, let's hear your list.
You know, honestly, it's the biggest thing. I only ask for three things in a relationship. I want you to be honest with me. I want attention, and I don't want you to lie.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
I don't want cheating. Just be faithful to me. Show me attention. And be honest with me. I don't, you know, if you're going to go out with your girlfriends, tell me you're going with your girlfriend. I don't care if you're going. Just let me know.
Are you jealous?
I am a jealous person.
Oh. I am. Francis, are you jealous?
No, I don't think I'm jealous.
No.
No.
Tom?
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Like meaning today? No. That's good.
Or
I
not
like.
Not any less.
No. Not anymore. Not any less. You know, I do have a tendency to be jealous because I think that sometimes women, for you know, of course, for my husband, have different intentions, mm-hmm. and I think that is something that you know, if I knew, I mean, which he doesn't have the intention. But other women do that are single,
correct.
Right?
Well, you know, and I can tell you exactly why I'm jealous.
Oh.
Is because of my past relationships.
Because you've been mistreated.
I've been mistreated or something, you know, and I open up very, very
Ooh,
easily
got,
most of the time.
We got you really vulnerable right here. Are you guys listening out there?
I open up very, very easily. And now I have a huge brick wall up, you know, and when I meet new women or, I'm going on a date or whatever, I don't want to share myself, you know, as much as I used to just because I've been hurt so many times before. So for me, I think, that's the reason why I'm jealous because, you know, okay, well, hey, you went out and you did that. Oh, well, why were you talking to that guy? Well, why? What would be the reason
why?
Because
then you're mistrusting. You're not, right?
And it's not. It's not that I don't trust her. It's I didn't trust. I don't trust all the girls that I used to date. You know, and it sends up red flags. You know, if all, you know, my ex, she kept saying that same word over and over again. Oh, I'm going out to play cards or whatever the case may be, you know. And then all of a sudden my new girlfriend is like, oh, I'm going to go play cards. I mean, that's going to send up that red flag saying, mm-hmm. hey, well, what is she really doing? Because I remember my ex. And I think that's where it comes from.
Was she not playing cards?
No. I'm just using that as an example. She wasn't. But, you know, I think that's where it comes from. You know?
I think you're right. And I think that's the same thing with any couple mm-hmm. is you have to have that common ground. And, you know, and it's deceitful. You know, if somebody deceives you and you find out about it, I guess it's like what you don't know won't hurt you. But when you know, then, you know, watch out. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I feel.
And then so the next one would be show attention. I want a personal cheerleader. I want to come home and I want my partner, you know, hopefully one day wife, you know, to be proud of who she's with. And I think that comes along a lot along with, you know, having your partner as your best friend as well.
And your support team.
But I want a personal cheerleader. I want somebody to be all about me. And
be their personal cheerleader too.
Correct. You know, that's exactly what I would do for them. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things where I find in so many different relationships that I've been in, you know, the girls are just, oh, well, I'm going to go here. Or even if there was an argument or somebody was talking bad about me or whatever the case may be, stand up for me. You know, I'm going to do that for you. Right. You're my partner. Even if I'm wrong, stand up for me. I'm going to do it for you.
All right. Does your husband stand behind what you're doing? Does he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's extremely supportive, right? Yeah. It's a big change to step away from our business and hire new people to take my spot and then to have me, you know, begin building this brand new business. So, yeah, right. He's been very supportive. And yeah. He's been my cheerleader, and I really appreciate that. But I've always been his cheerleader, too. So it's important to cheer each other on and to encourage and that kind of thing. Absolutely.
Right. Tom, you put in so many hours at the radio. Mm-hmm. How does your wife support you in that?
She feeds me. she likes what I do. I like what she does, and it works out very, very nice. And I think there has to be a very strange thing to say is, but you sincerely have to realize in your head that if they walk tomorrow, it really wouldn't matter. It sounds bizarre, but just fired by from your job tomorrow just because they said go away, you'd have to say, all right, here we go. And you really do. It's
a strong sense of self.
And it's also
I really like that.
You know what? Sometimes somebody just might do that to you. And it could happen. And you just have to say, okay. You might want to have a little bit of a conversation, but if somebody's doing that, you know, what are you going to do?
It's just, you don't want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you.
And it might be the most heartbreaking thing ever, but you have to look at it like, okay. And you really do. And that's when you have the ultimate, you know, that whole you love something.
Let it go. And if it's not yours, right? Yeah. But you know what? Wow. I never really would have expected you to say something like that.
Bye-bye. We'll catch you later. And they might turn around and go, really?
Yeah.
And it's an odd,
that means
I got that late in life. I got that really late in life.
But see, that can also go back to that whole thing like playing games. Because, you know, the thing is women want what they can't have kind of thing, that whole rule of thumb.
I am not into that at all, I have to tell you.
I know you're not into that, but you, believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, the girls that are hitting on me and the girls that, and I'm just not attracted to, you know, hey, you can be my friend and this and that, but I just keep walking kind of thing. Those are the girls that are consistently calling me, consistently trying to come after me. But the ones that I like.
They can't have.
Correct. And the ones that I like and the one I do show attention to, those are the ones that don't call me. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on? So I think that's kind of what, you know, for me, you know, it's kind of in that would be what
would
happen.
Your thought on that, Tom? I could see you're okay.
It's just literally the same thing. It was a situation many years ago where somebody says, well, you know, I'm going to go up to my dad's place and my old boyfriend's going to be there. And I said, excellent. And I said, I'll go look for my old girlfriends. And when you come back, we'll see what's up. And it's like,
wait, what do you
mean? I mean, the look was like, what? I said, cool. Great. You know, well, it was just like, all righty. And they'll look at you like, but you have to be okay with that. It's just, it's a strange thing, but
love Tom. I have to tell you, he's so black and white. It's great. I mean, you have to, if you ask him, you know, is this black? And he goes, yep, you know, right? That's how you are.
And you just have to be. It's nothing that I made up. I just kind of
came up
with it.
That's who you are.
Yeah. And it was just,
he didn't
make
it up. He came up with it.
Well, it came to me.
It evolved into
that. I'm just glad I'm not out there on the dating scene. And I'm
very
happily
married. But what if you were? But what if, you hate to say it, but what if something
You are so right. And I have to tell you, you know, you have to be marketable at any age. Mm-hmm. Okay, and
marketable. I like that term.
Well, it's the truth.
But it's just like, I love my job. It's the only thing ever you're fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's like, I just had a friend that was released from a fabulous job, and he's handling it really incredibly well, and he's going on to the next thing, because you really...
don't have a choice.
You do. Yeah, that's right. Somebody just says that, and it's weird, but usually if you're okay with that, then it never seems to happen to you. You know, it's just like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
And you just carry on.
Pick
it's
yourself
like if
up,
you surf,
dust yourself
if you
off.
Kayak, if you do... you know what the waves bring, they bring, and I know it sounds very zen like, but it's kind of true. What are you going to do now?
If you fear it, it's going to be on your doorstep.
We had a local CHP and he was injured horribly in a traffic accident, horribly. And he was a triathlete. He's now a wheelchair athlete. He just went, you know, and he kept going, and it's an interesting thing to think about, but whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, you might take a little sting, you might cry for a minute or two, but then it's like, okay, here we go.
Well, yeah, and
what did Dory say? Keep on swimming.
Yeah. You know, and I agree with Tom in a lot of points. I mean, I don't think that for me, I wouldn't take that so literally. But if something happens, and it could, you have to move on, you know, and that's where I'm at. You know, I mean, I've dated, you know, a few different girls and it didn't work out. I thought they were the one, or I thought they were, you know, and hey, it didn't work out. So I have to keep moving forward. I have to keep, you know, smiling, because if I don't, then just my entire life is going to go down, you know. But, you know, I guess for me, I mean, I don't see myself in that kind of relationship where I'm like, oh, well, bye. It would be very hard for me to just say, okay, bye.
That's not your personality.
It's not my personality.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's
different.
Yeah, but
what if they say okay, bye? That's what I'm saying. But they could.
They could. Right.
They could just say doodaloo, and it could happen.
And
or somebody could walk
different.
Right into you.
Well, just
and
like that couple that you were saying where he was having an affair,
correct,
right?
Correct.
And then
anything could happen at any time.
Yeah.
You know? But everybody's different too, because what I want in a relationship is going to be different than maybe the five guys that are standing next to me looking for relationships. For me, I'm into the more of the compassionate and consoling and cuddling on the couch and all the C's, you know, and there's other guys out there that are, no, I just want to go watch my sports. I don't even watch sports. Yeah, that's not my thing, you know, so everybody's going to be looking for something a little bit different. But in all actuality, I think that, respect, honesty, and love is the main thing.
And
I
communication.
Mean, what do women look for? I mean, what is, I know obviously you guys are going to be looking at different things, but.
Go for it, Francis. What
when
do
you were looking for your perfect husband, which you're married to now.
I wish I had my list, but I wrote out when I was looking for.
You actually wrote a list?
Oh my gosh, yes. You should know what it is you're looking, I think anyways. For me, I will just say, I won't say any shoulds out there, but for me, it was important for me to know what the man I was going to spend the rest of my life with. You know, there were important things to me, like trustworthy, hardworking, dependable, all kinds of things that I didn't have in a previous relationship that was a very long-term relationship that I knew were important to me. And those were not, they weren't, there was no maybe a little of this or a little of that, you know. They could like sports, perhaps, but they certainly had to be trustworthy. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, so you weren't going to
there was no give
any,
on certain things.
I left off massage.
So, and I wish I had my list, but that was really important to me. And you know what? I just stuck with that. And I think that when you stick to what's important to you and you surround yourself and just live, just get out there. You have to get out there and meet the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's the right time, the right one will be there.
What about the people that
did you? I can't just believe I said that. They'll just be there.
But they will.
They'll just walk
you know,
right up to you.
So many people, actually, you're either introduced to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the best way. Somebody already knows and loves you, and they're like, oh my God, this great guy. He's such a catch. You know?
Correct.
So I've got a couple.
It's
women
really
for
weird.
You.
I'm
kidding.
I have an ex-girlfriend. Actually, two ex-girlfriends of mine.
About 20.
I still
no.
And these two girls I talk to all the time, and we still go out and we hang out. We were perfect together. Just we didn't work together in boyfriend girlfriend material kind of thing. But we're still really great friends. And it's funny because I mean, one of them I dated for 3.5-4 years. I helped raise her children, and
wow.
I mean, we lived together for four
what wasn't
4 years.
Right?
It was just, there was a lot of things. She was 17 years older than I am. She already has two kids. I want my own children. But we're perfect together, but I want more. I want children. I want to raise a family. And, you know, she already has two daughters and both of them are both over 15 now. So it's kind of like,
that's really good though, that you dissolved that relationship because you certainly weren't going to get what you needed out of, you know, down the road.
But
you
we still have a relationship,
yes.
A friendship,
yes.
And, you know, but then again, we were together for 4 years, you know? And, but what's weird is she goes on dating sites and she like makes profiles for me and she's like, oh, you know, I know this girl.
You know.
She's trying to hook me up with somebody. She's like, I know you better than anybody else. I'm the perfect person to poke you up with somebody. I said, yeah, you're kind of true.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got Francis Starr and Giovanni Jacobellis and Tom Spence, and I'm your host, Kim Pagano. And we're talking about the difference between men and women. And, you know, obviously there's the physical part, but... you know, it's just what our needs are. And so you've kind of put down all those different things, right? Mm-hmm. So what else have you?
Not me personally, but, you know, just overall, you know, generally speaking, I think the difference between men and women, even sexually stimulating, you know, it's like one of those things. Like, I think women are more mental and just want to have that idea and more of like the fantasizing, but guys are more visual. Just I want to look at something. That's it, you know. I mean, and I think that's where it comes from, you know. And women, you know, obviously, you know, when a woman orgasms, it's a lot longer and more intense. A guy more like, you know, there's a comedian. There's a comedian. He goes, a woman's like a roller coaster. She goes up and down, and when she starts getting her going, and she's making all kinds of turns, and guys are like bottle rockets. You know, it's kind of funny, but I mean that is a difference between men and women. But I don't know, I think,
you know,
it's still
interesting. I have an interview with Dr. John Gray. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you guys will be hearing it on my show here. But, you know, it is, we're so different. It's really astonishing to me why we're all together. Why are men together? Why are women, even though it's an attraction, so different?
And I guess that's where they come up with the saying opposites attract.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's true. I think, you know, but I think you still have to have some sort of similarities.
Right. You have to have the same morals. You have to have the same bottom line that you both have. You know, want the same wants.
Yeah.
You can't have
to value a lot of the same things in life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, other things can be different, but when you value the same things, then you're both moving in the same direction. And, you know, hobbies may change and things like that, but your values are kind of.
And I think that's why so many people, you know, you start off with your dating. Then you have your kids. Then you're both concentrating on bringing up your kids. And then, you know, and also your business and trying to make money and trying to grow your life. And then your kids start to go off. And then you go, wait a minute, do I know each other again? Because that's the next stage in your life. And then wait a minute, also, I could be anybody I want now because you've got a little more freedom. Mm-hmm. So do people end up staying together? They have to kind of grow again together to that next stage.
And Kim, you were actually kind of surprised when she said that she had a list.
Yeah, no. And you know, it's interesting. I did make a list, but I never kept to it because I'm more of a feeling person. Mm-hmm. I have to have that connection.
And I think I'm on the same. Mm-hmm. For me, I have my list. And I think that's becoming more and more of a problem because I don't want to settle. And if you're not matching up with majority of my list, then you could be a great person. I'm not saying that, you know, every girl out there is, you know, wrong. It just, you're just not right for me. And I'm becoming more and more picky as I get older because
like
now I'm getting kind of
like,
you know,
puzzle piece
correct.
You're looking for.
I bet you if I had had my list a lot longer, maybe I would have not chosen my husband. I don't know.
Really?
Because there are certain little things, but you know what? Those are so tiny because we're all, you know, we all have our good points and all this, but they're so minuscule. I mean, I really don't know what to say to you about you know, being afraid to have, you know, such a robust list because now you're not wanting to settle for. I think it's what do you value most on that list? What's really, it's not, there's no negotiation on this part. You know,
correct,
I want to have a family.
Well, you know, and actually, you know? It struck me a couple of weeks ago. I met this great, great girl, and we talked and talked and talked. We've talked for a couple of months, you know, and we ended up deciding that, hey, you know what, we're going to go on a date. Well, before the date ever happened, we were talking online and we were talking about religion. And she explained to me how she was, you know, she believed in a certain type of religion and that's where what her husband's going to be and that's where she's going to raise her children. And I said, okay, well, I'm not that. Is that a deal breaker for you? And she goes, oh, yes, that's a big deal breaker. And I said, okay. And we just decided that, hey, that was one of her deal breakers.
That was more important than being together,
religion. And so we never end up going on the date. We still talk.
I think that was because
I'm doing the same thing to all these other girls. And I go, but I can still respect that.
Yeah.
And even mutual friends of ours, they said to me, she, why can't you just go to church? Or why can't you just do this? I said, because just as much as I wouldn't want to change her, I wouldn't want her to change me.
Right.
And that's,
you know,
very respectful.
And right. You know, what happens, you know, for me, and one of the biggest things is I don't go to church. It's not that, you know, I don't
believe.
I don't
have it in your heart.
I don't go to church. It's not my big thing. It's not my belief. But She, you know, what happens when our children are 15, 16 well, you know years what? Old
it's
and they start arguing?
It's interesting you say that because that was a thing for me. My husband didn't really? Go to church. So as we were dating, and I'm not a huge church person myself, mm-hmm. but I do have a particular belief. Mm-hmm. And I took him to my church because this was the deal breaker. And I wanted to see how he felt about this belief system. And thank God, obviously we're married now because it was a deal breaker. You know, he just thought it was the most, he was very, very pleased. And it enabled him to grow more. Mm-hmm. But I had to invite him on and have the experience because, it was a way that I was going to raise. I already had a daughter. And it was a belief system that she was going to be raised in.
And you
and
wanted
he had
him to
be on board.
It.
Right, just correct. Support it.
And that was the thing between her, myself and this girl. Yeah. Is I wouldn't have a problem if she was religious, and I wouldn't have a problem if she went to church and believed what she wants to believe. That's her beliefs, and that's fine.
You'd be okay if she went on
if
her
she
own.
Went, yeah, that would be fine.
But she wanted you to be a part
correct.
Of it.
Correct,
well,
and that
because
was her
of the
thing.
Family and
correct.
Right,
and right. I told her, I said, I wouldn't have a problem if you took our kids, I'll still celebrate all the holidays, and that's fine. That's not that big of a deal to me. But I also, we had this conversation. I said, the other thing is I wouldn't want to do it. Even if you said okay, I wouldn't want to. And she says, why? I said, because when our children get to 15, 16 years old and they start coming a little bit more rebellious and they don't want to go to church and they're like, oh, well, Dad doesn't go to church. And, why do I have to go? I'm not going to stand up for you and I'm not going to stand up for them either. I'm just saying, well, hey, you deal with your mother and I would want to be that husband and I want to be that partner that supports my wife in every decision.
I think that's really commendable that you've even gone that far to think about
no,
that.
No, I think if you're at this point in your life where you're dating, looking for your mate, looking for the person you want to spend the rest of your life, but it's a fundamental to look at those things. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Gosh. Well, if anybody's just tuning in right now, we do have another set of tickets to give away, don't we, to
we
the
do.
Movie theater. So you want to do it on Facebook again?
We'll do it on Facebook. Okay. We're going to do movies 2, the number 2.
Okay.
So that we know the difference between the first set and the second set. So if you go to Kim Pagano Show's Facebook, so you're going to go to facebook.com/ The Kim or is it Kim Pagano Show, and you're gonna go and make sure you like the page, then type in a message to Kim and say movies and then the number 2, and you'll get 2 free tickets to the Simi Valley Discount Theaters.
Perfect.
Located at Los Angeles Avenue in Simi Valley.
Perfect. All right. Well, gosh, we have just
we
a
have?
Couple minutes left.
We
I
have
know.
5
yeah.
minutes left.
5 minutes. You have anything
that? Well, we can go on.
I know.
five
I know.
More hours.
Gosh. So, this has been great. And, I do want to give away another set of tickets to the Ventura Jazz Orchestra, which is the finest musicians. There's 19 of them. It's like the big band. It's really cool. And that's going to be over at the Poinsettia Pavilion, and that is Saturday, March 16th from 8 to 10:30. I've got tickets for that. I'll do that on the phone at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 to win your set of tickets. And it's a great show. It's dancing and light appetizers and just, it's fun. It's, that's one thing is you have to have things in common.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing, too.
It is a big thing. I mean, I like to go wine tasting. I like to go out and do things, and I find a lot of girls are just wanting to sit at home all the time. All the time. And then the ones that do like to go out, they just want to drink all the time. That's all they want to do, just drink.
We got to find him a new person. Yes. It's interesting. I almost want you to read. It was so cute. He has an ad online, and he sent it to me. Do you want to read it? Do we have
I'm not
time?
Reading it, but you can read it.
Oh,
here you
my
go.
God. I have to tell you.
This is hilarious.
So this
I'm going to walk out of the.
Is this too embarrassing for
no,
you?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm all about fun, but I'm looking for more. There's a lot to know about me, a bit of all over the place. I'm a bit all over the place. I want to have fun with anything I do. Life is too short to not laugh. I work hard, but I like to play hard. That's how I really believe in that. I may look like the California guy, but I'm not originally from here, so you don't get the California BS. So, okay. I'm outgoing, and I never met someone I couldn't talk to. That is true, right? And I have an open mind about life, people, and relationships. I like to laugh. I make those around me laugh. I am old-fashioned in many ways and feel proud to be a gentleman. Your mom will love me, and I'll make you look good in front of your boss, and your friends will want to hang out with me. I find humor in the simple things that crack myself up usually. I am up for a great big night out or cuddling on the couch. I'm a mama's boy, but she lives in Florida, so I can't strangle her, right? I love it. You are a mama's boy.
I am.
I really think that that's important, that, you know, you find out how your husband, if they respect and love their mom, they usually end up being really good husbands. So
I never thought of that.
I think that, yeah, that's
my
a big
husband
thing.
Loved and respected his mama
see?
Too.
See, so there you go. And let's see. I am the guy that you can take home to your mom, but the guy that your mom warned you about also. You are a Halloween guy. Everything about that that goes with it. I'm already planned for next year. I have so many different interests and hobbies, and sometimes I forget what I like. I do enjoy golfing once a week, and. So there, and you know, I love that you
my
really
list is
have,
in there too.
I know you. You know, it's just you really need to know who you are, and I think that's the biggest thing. Kind of like what Tom said, is you really have to find out who you are. So, thank you so much for again being on my show. Frances Starr, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. It
Tom
was a lot of fun.
Tom Spence, always fun. And, of course, you know, I always end all of our shows with a thought for the day. And we do not have to become heroes overnight, just one step at a time. Meeting each thing that comes up, discovering we have the strength to stare it down.
That's
and I
a
think
nice
that's
one.
It's interesting because, you know, we are going to get kicked down mm-hmm. once or twice or 100 times in our life, but it's all about how we get back up. So
and continue moving forward.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. Give out your website or your...
My name is Giovanni. I'm with Date in SimiValley.com or SimiValleyNightOut.com.
Perfect. Frances Starr.
FrancesStarrCoaching.com.
All right. And you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great rest of the weekend and love yourself. That's what it's all about. I'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest decay. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens try to sleep when you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It just said, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all."